All right, today we're going to do some astrology. May 24th, 2023. I want to start with Mars, root chakra, in Cancer, debilitated, emotionally and sexually debilitated. Mars is just coming out of Gemini, which is mutable air, which leaves Mars very bipolar. It's an extreme state. So when you come into Cancer, you're either coming in on the high end or the low end. The extremes of emotions and sexuality. On one end of the stick or the other. And you immediately go into this debilitation, which can actually lead to depression. Cancer is also the symbol of the family, of home. So you find relationships in the family debilitated, especially with the mother. It is cardinal water. So again, when Mars is here, you find issues with plumbing, water, of all kinds of water, sea water, rain water, river water, lake water, sewer water, you name it. There are going to be issues with water while Mars is here. Now, as far as the elite are concerned, they look at Mars as the god of war. So anybody, any country, or any person, for that matter, who starts a war while Mars is in Cancer is destined to lose it. You might start it, but you won't finish it. It will finish you. So this is a good time to actually keep the peace, especially within family. This is when, because it's family, groupthink, it's the hive mind of the beehive galaxy right here, beehive cluster. And Cancer, it is one of the main symbols of Cancer, is the beehive, the bee, the hive mind. There can be breaking in the ranks, whether this is military, again, groupthink. When you're in a collective, in that hive mind, the hive mind's they'll be turning on each other, like the woke hive mind. You're going to see a lot of them turning on each other while Mars is here, especially coming out from a mutable bipolar state. Everything's just going to be all over the place while Mars is here. And it's not going to be a pretty sight, especially in woke society. Venus in Gemini in Mercury's house. So the heart chakra is in that mutable, transmutable, bipolar state. We need the mutable cross. It's where things change. But if there's not self-discipline, it's where things get out of control. It's where we are tried and tested. You need to understand that. Mars just went through it. Emotions and sexuality just went through it. Now, here, Venus is doing the same thing. You got to keep your heart in check. You got to keep your pride in check. Don't be too humble and don't be too proud. It's a good place to learn to walk the fine line, to be in that middle ground, to keep the peace, self-discipline, self-control. Again, the mutable cross is where we're transmuted, but it's also where we're tried and tested. You got to graduate. You know, today in schools, everybody gets these participation awards. There's no more earning it on merit. The least kid with the least ability of learning gets the most attention. Everything's flipped upside down. So they're not learning self-discipline. When I was in school, they actually started a program that really pissed me off, because as an advanced student, I wanted to be in advanced classes. And they come up with this bright idea to put the most advanced students in the remedial classes to help the teachers teach those students. And it did. It helped the other students. Students were able to help the students learn where the teachers couldn't. Teachers teach in one way when children learn in many different ways. Some are audio, some are visual learners, and some learn by experience. Some you can just tell them, do this and do it. Some of them can read it one time and know it. But others, they have to be hands-on. They have to actually experience it to get it. So not only did they do that, but they also, if you didn't pass a class, you could not only be held back a year, you could be moved back an entire grade. They could take you from the fifth grade and put you back in the fourth grade because you just weren't ready. Today, this doesn't happen. Even when I was in school, a lot of the athletes were very poor at their work. They weren't passing their classes, but the teachers would pass them just so the coach could keep them on the team. A lot of them ended up with diplomas that couldn't even read, which is a lot of what's happening today as well. There is no merit in on the mutable cross. There's no merit there. Everything here is mercy, grace. It's mob rule. That's why we have the few ruling the many. Sacrifice the many to save the few, which is not going to work. That's not the way nature works. Nature is survival of the fittest. The sun and Taurus. So our days are stable. They're fixed. Anything in the light of day, it's just fixed. Not going anywhere. Standing your ground. Taurus. Bullheaded. Standing your ground. Mercury and Aries. Cardinal fire. This is the throat chakra. I've always said this is really the absolute worst place for Mercury, especially aspecting Mars on the cardinal cross, because this is Mars's house, and Mercury here is a fire-breathing dragon. He will take his words and burn you to the ground. So, and you're going to see a lot of the rhetoric that's going to be going on over here is being sourced here. A lot of people are going to be saying things they truly, truly will end up regretting. Jupiter also in Aries, coming out of its own house of Pisces, where it's benevolent. Jupiter here is not going to play. Literally, Jupiter, Mercury, and Mars, all right here on the cardinal cross, make up this thing they call the devil's sign, or the sign of Satan, the pinky finger, the index finger, and the thumb. Mars is the thumb, Jupiter's the index finger, and Mercury is the pinky, the sign of Satan. Can I grab Uranus? Did it? Uranus is still in Aries, trying to move to Taurus. We're going to switch over to the Arabic zodiac because it gives a much better view of when you're actually in Taurus, that they have the correct line here. Our Western zodiac does not. It's deceptive. You literally have Jupiter coming in and Uranus getting ready to leave. Saturn in Aquarius. almost coming into that conjunction of Fomalhaut, of Thalam, the mouth of the fish mouth. You will recognize that term as the Mayan calendar, the center of the Mayan calendar. He's sticking out his tongue. It has a fish. It's a fish. Everything, again, it's on one side of the zodiac. Everything's bunched up on one side. You have Saturn and the Sun are both on the fixed cross. Uranus, Mercury, Jupiter, and Mars are on the cardinal cross. Venus is alone. Well, I think Neptune is also on the mutable cross. So you have the imagination here in Pisces. Let me verify that. I don't want to be wrong in case it went retrograde again. Yes, in Pisces. Neptune in Pisces. So you have the imagination with the heart both on that mutable cross, getting ready to go into transmutation, which means things are going to change. Things are going to change with the imagination, and things are going to change with the heart. The moon's in Gemini, pumping that transmutation. But the moon, in just a few hours, is going to move into its own sign of Cancer with Mars. So let's take a look at when this is going to happen. And that will be later today at about right before 2 o'clock in the afternoon Central Standard Time in the United States. You'll have to see what time for your going to be about right there, about 1 o'clock actually, about 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, and boom, oh my goodness, you've got that cardinal energy of cardinal water. That's mama coming home. Mama's coming home. Mama's home. I don't even know how that's going to play out for some people. Whoa, Pluto, let's dig into the subconscious for a minute. Okay, it's not going to buy that. I'm sitting in the dark, so it's kind of hard for me to see. Pluto's still in Capricorn. We'll be there for quite a while. Pluto, the subconscious mind. The collective subconscious on that cardinal cross with Uranus, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, and the moon. Wow. Talk about the hive mind being provoked. And again, a lot of them are going to be, they're going to be going at each other. This is the breaking down of the ranks within groups. And it's not just the woke hive mind this is happening to. This is going to be in families. Those of you with families need to pay extra attention. As you parents, especially to your children who are born on that mutable cross, who are emotionally just coming off that mutable cross into a cardinal situation. It's hard to move from the bottom rank of, let me go over here so you can see it. It's hard to move from that bottom rank of being mutable into an extreme feminine cardinal position. From masculine air to cardinal water. That's a big move. That's going from literally the bottom transmutation to the top, the peak, the apex, the zenith. And so it's going to be off the charts. There's going to be a lot of finger pointing, a lot of blaming. Again, my advice to you is pass the test. Don't get involved in it, especially with Mercury over here is the fire-breathing dragon. More than just choose your words carefully, it's best to not speak at all, because it doesn't matter what you say, it's going to be weaponized. I need you to understand that. It's going to be weaponized and used against you. So, at this point, it's better to be an observer. Be the sun. Be fixed. Be Saturn. Be fixed. Stay in the light of day and stay in the crown chakra. Stay. That's the safety place right now. That's the safety place. Everything right now, what I'm going to call the big hustle, is being played out on the cardinal cross. Coming out of the mutable into the cardinal. Which means bigga bada boom, especially when fire and water. When you have that water and that fire. Let me see if I can back this up so we can get them both in there, the crab and the ram. You have that fire of cardinal fire of Aries, the triangle pointed up, and the cardinal water of Cancer, the triangle pointed down. And they're going to be intermingled. These two are at 90 degrees. They're on the square, which is the same thing as the cross. For a planet to be square means they're on the same cross. A square makes a cross. And for them to be trine means they're in the same element. Four elements show up three times. They are trines. All things in threes. Okay, what else do we want to get into? I like the symbolism on this one better. I wish we had a zodiac that still existed that actually has the eagle here with the Libra as the serpent and the claws of the eagle. The only place we see that symbol anymore is actually the flag of Mexico. But they've taken it out of all of the zodiacs around the world. Let's switch back to the Western for our tropical astrology. Visual learners are visual learners. It helps me. I try to look at it in always the visual, the verbal, and then the hands-on. Just get in there and do it. I suggest that to all of you. I highly recommend everybody download this program, Stellarium. It's absolutely free. You're going to get better usage out of it on a computer than you will your phone. Because a phone is really it's just an app that's just chopped way down because you don't have that amount of space to download the whole program on your phone. But if you have a home computer or a laptop, it's the best way to use Stellarium because you get the full effect of all the different options that comes with it that you just simply won't have on your phone app. At least that's what you're telling me. That's what I'm understanding from your questions and comments to me about Stellarium. There are tutorials of Stellarium. I've done them. I have a whole playlist on YouTube of the Stellarium tutorials and how to find your cross. And again, there is really no better teacher than experience. And that's really what we're all doing here, right? We're here learning. You have to see it for yourself. I'm sure we were all somewhere else before, and you try to explain to somebody what it's like to go to Earth, to be born in the flesh, and you're never going to get it till you're not going to be able to read it in a book and understand it. You're not going to be able to hear a story about it or see a movie about it. You're going to have to just do it for yourself. And that's pretty much what we're doing here. We're all doing it for ourselves. Our feminine aspect, the moon, again on that cardinal cross. Mama's coming home. She's emotionally fit to be tied. And daddy's son is stable. Look to your fathers for stability, because mama is dealing with Mars in the house. That feminine energy is really unstable anyway right now. What they're claiming is toxic patriarchy or toxic masculinity is actually toxic femininity in women's clothing. Kind of like the Pope, the priesthood. The priesthood for this age should be feminine. But they have denied, the feminine was denied back in the age of Aries when Aaron and Moses eliminated their sister. It's told you God eliminated, Mars eliminated the moon on the cardinal cross and Capricorn. They eliminated the feminine axis. The sister was named Miriam, which is Cancer. This is Mother Mary, by the way. This over here is the other Mary. It has to do with water. There are actually three Marys. Mary time. Three waters. Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio is also water. Miriam. But we know it's on the cardinal cross. And then the Virgin, who's not water at all. And actually, it's not Virgin. Spica in the translation is the undefended one. It's the maiden, which can be translated in some instances as Virgin or Virgo. Who do we got retrograde? I didn't think anybody was retrograde right now, and I'm pretty much sure. Nobody's retrograde. Let me check Neptune and Pluto just in case. We have to do this one the hard way. 54, 56, 2. Pluto is retrograde. So that makes what's going on the cardinal cross even more upside down, because the subconscious is in the house of self-discipline, Capricorn, but it's retrograde, which means it's upside down. It's going backwards. It's not self-disciplined at all. It's self-destructive. It's self-sabotage. Subconsciously, that fight or flight, that inbred, instinctive, lower chakra, just instead of reflection, it's a reaction. It's a reaction. Wow. With Mercury in fire, Jupiter coming out of benevolence, Mars being crazy with the moon, in opposition to Pluto, that I can just see what's fixing to go down. Let's check Neptune. How's the imagination going to play out in this? Are you retrograde? 59, 48, 2. No. So, imagination is not off the charts, but it's still in mutable waters. It's in transmutation. Again, this is a sign of manifestation. Transmutation is not just chaos and destruction or transmutation. It's also in part of creation. To create one thing, you get rid of another. The beginning is the end. The destruction is the birth. The death is the birth. Out with the old, in with the new. And right now, this is just, again, I want to emphasize this Mars aspecting this Mercury and how it's, if you're going to start a verbal war, don't. Don't be the first one to throw out, to sling mud with your tongue, to breathe fire like a dragon. Again, whoever starts it, I don't care if it's an argument, a fight, a disagreement, whatever you want to call it. When you come in opposition with somebody, if you start it, you will lose. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. Do not throw the first punch. Don't, normally you would say, don't shoot until you're shot at. Don't take the first shot. Here, I'm telling you to avoid the shots altogether. If you get fired on, don't fire back. Self-discipline. Don't let that subconscious rule you. Don't be reactive. Be alert and in self-control, because this is a test. This is only a test. If this had been an actual emergency, I would have informed you where to go for further information. But no, this is a test. And it seems to be a test of the heart and a test of the imagination. They're the ones on the mutable cross. They're going for the heart. You need to know that. This whole war on the cardinal cross is going for the heart. But we need to stay the stable point. The place to be is the sun fixed, grounded, stable in Taurus, and Saturn fixed, stable in heaven in Aquarius in the crown chakra. That to me, if I put these two together like this on this cross, I would use the term stay in your power. Stay in your power. Your sun and your Saturn. Your power and your crown. Stand your ground. Hold on to your crown. Because that's where we're at right now. That's what's going down. And that's going to continue to go down because we have Mars in Cancer for the foreseeable future, for the next couple months. Now the moon's going to move through today. The moon will move through Cancer and be out by tomorrow night. It comes in and it goes out around a two-day period. So for the next 2 days, it's just hot and volatile with the moon here. But this conjunction at 1 this afternoon, I hope this video gets uploaded by then. Brighteon's taking longer and longer to get one uploaded, reviewed, processed, and then it goes through a review stage. And sometimes my videos have sat there for hours till somebody gets around to reviewing it. I haven't had a video rejected yet, so I'm grateful for that. I've had them rejected because I've had to reformat them, but I've never had one rejected because of content. Okay, let me pause here, get me a drink, see if there's anything else I wanted to talk about. I really just wanted to do an astrological update because of what all's going on. And we live in crazy town, right? Everybody lives in crazy town these days. Let me pause and check my notes. Well, I do got some other things I want to discuss, but I want to keep that in a separate video. I wanted this to just be an astrological update without all the other crap in there. So I'm going to cut this video here. I think I've about covered what I wanted to cover to keep everybody let you know where we're at, what's going down, and what you need to be doing about it for your own purposes, because nobody can walk your path, only you can. So it's up to you. It's really all about self-discipline right now. Just stand your ground, hold on to your crown. Don't let them push your buttons. Don't respond. Don't react when that fire-breathing dragon comes after you, especially from those in the family. Our mama, our brother here, died is going to be the stable one. Actually, the one, it's a feminine, it's in the feminine sign, but the sun is masculine. So it's actually the masculine presence, which sometimes mama's masculine and daddy's feminine. Who's got the sun power, and who's got that dynamic in the group think, in the family, in the club, in the group, in the lodge, in the workplace. That's another, in the school is another hive mind, in church. Look for this stability within yourself. We have all of this within us. This is all within us. And even our Uranus. Is Uranus retrograde? 28, 35, 8. No. Our logical thinking mind there, our conscious mind, Uranus, is all tied up in this. And you need to just stay in, again, stand your ground, stay in the crown. All right, you people know what to do. Commit those random acts of kindness. Go out of your way to do something nice for somebody. Open a door, a smile, a hello. Ask how you're doing today. If members of your family are freaking the F out, be that stable point. Be that masculine, stable energy in Taurus that they can lean on. Be the peacemaker, but definitely don't fire back. Don't fire and don't fire back. Just look at them. If you don't have anything to say, just, as Grandma would say, if you ain't got something good to say, don't say nothing at all. All right, people, I'd like to thank those who contribute to this channel. You're what makes it all happens, and I appreciate you more than you could ever know.